Advent Day in Nova Scotia. Devotees gathered at the Nova Scotia Ashrama from Georgia, Texas, New York, Ontario, New Hampshire, Chicago, and Nova Scotia to celebrate both the 129th anniversary of Sri Bhagavan's arrival at Arunachala on September 1, 1896, as well as the 50th anniversary of the inauguration of Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandiram that was dedicated to Sri Ramana Maharshi on September 1, 1975. To begin the celebration, puja was conducted by Dr. D. Subbarao, who also notably conducted, along with Dr. Lakshmi Narayana, the inaugural puja for the temple 50 years ago. He had traveled from Florida along with his son Ravi to be here. Darlene Karamanos warmly welcomed the attendees. Darlene has been totally dedicated to serving the ashram also for the past 50 years, and devotees are always happy to have her company. Hari Murthy spoke about the greatness of Bhagavan's composition, Aksharamanamale, highlighting verses that showed how Arunachala attracted, absorbed, and revealed its own eternal state to the sage. Any vestige of difference between Arunachala and Ramana was obliterated. Next, Dennis Hartel presented the history of the Sri Arunachala Ramana Mandir. Originally a one-room schoolhouse built in 1879, the year of Sri Bhagavan's birth, the building was moved some distance from its original site where it stands today. When it was obtained by the ashram to be used as the temple, a Herculean effort was mounted by devotees and community members to lift the building up, transport it to the place it now stands, build a foundation, and then place the building on the foundation. Once construction and renovations were completed, the pictures of Arunachala and Sri Bhagavan, which had been presented to the Arunachala Ashrama devotees visiting Sri Ramanashramam in 1973, were installed along with the consecrating pujas and worship. The mandir stands as a testament to the faith and perseverance of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata, founder of the Arunachala Ashrama. Several of the devotees present today had recently undertaken an inspired pilgrimage to Mount Kailash. The highlights of this divine yatra were shared by Nimmi and Sridhar Bhardwaj. The dedication of the pilgrims undergoing the physically arduous but spiritually uplifting journey culminated in the divine darshan of Mount Kailash, followed by a visit to Lake Manasarovar. The beauty of this pilgrimage cannot be overstated. This is further described in the next article. Between the above presentations, musical offerings by devotees were appreciated. Among those praising Sri Bhagavan in song were Sangeeta Swaminathan, who sang Muruganar's exquisite verses from Sri Ramana Sannidhi Murai, and Janaka Sudha, who sang Janaki Mata's praise of her guru. A beautiful commemorative souvenir for this occasion was handed out to each family by Sri Ram, Manjula, and Aparna. After the concluding offerings and aarti, devotees returned to the ashrama house to enjoy the prasad that had been prepared by the devoted cooks, who, as in Sri Bhagavan's time, worked tirelessly with great enthusiasm to feed the large number of attendees. Sri Bhagavan's grace was clearly palpable during the festivities, and now, as then, His grace will continue to guide His devotees to the fulfillment of life's purpose, to remain established in our own true nature.